my organisation, together with Thailand, have been promoting a set of standards that were adopted at the UN General Assembly 5 years ago, called the Bangkok Rules. And they filled a long-standing gap in international standards that were previously completely silent on the specific needs and characteristics of women offenders and prisoners. So the Bangkok Rules, while they address detentions and conditions for women in prison, they also seek to address the causes and consequences of such imprisonment by encouraging governments and authorities to reduce the number of women in prison.
Is there a special stigma surrounding women in jail?
Absolutely. Wherever we go around the world, whether it's Sweden to Nigeria, the stigma is the same. Women who have committed a crime have breached social norms as a mother, as caretakers, and so often they leave prison, are rejected from their communities, from their families, in a way that men don't experience to the same extent.
Is this especially true in the more patriarchal societies?
I would say it probably is manifests itself in different ways, but even in high-income, very Western countries, we see visiting hours, for example, the women's visitors' room can be quite empty, whereas the men have their wives, their mothers, their family visiting them and supporting them through that difficult time. Women are often in detention because of the discrimination they've faced. So they might be held on the grounds of their own protection if they're at threat of family violence, or even if they've been raped and reported, they might be detained on this ground of protection, which is very problematic in terms of their own will to leave that detention facility.
There are so many countries around the world where obviously the prevailing view would be that their criminal justice system is extremely broken. I mean, this in a sense could be seen as being, you know, something which is a low priority, I guess, in many parts of the world.
Well, it depends how you look at it, because women are a minority, constituting 4-9% on average of prison populations. In a way, you can have a lot of impact because their numbers are smaller and so on. And also the consequences of their imprisonment on families, on the society in generally, is very, very great. So it's not just about the one woman, it's about her family and so on. 5 years on since the Bangkok Rules are adopted, we have seen reviews happening around the world in different countries. We've also seen more and more UN actors and entities taking up the issue, which is a positive thing, because within this whole dialogue and the Sustainable Development Goals and so on gender equality, this is a group within the female kind of sphere that is often forgotten.